Continuing with our food-centric day, next Monday, August the 7th, it's the 52nd Brazos County 4-H Cake Show and Auction. And guess who are judges?
We are.
Here we are.
Yes. I don't know. 52 years. I don't know how it took us so long to get asked to judge, but I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
First time I asked, I said, yeah, we'd like to do that. Uh-huh. So Olivia Davis is here this morning and Caitlin Smith. Olivia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, good. So now where do you go to school?
Rudder High School.
You're Rudder Ranger. Okay. And also, Caitlin.
Hi.
Dad, where are you going to school?
College Station High School.
All right, so there we go. So, ladies, y'all are officers, I guess, in this in the 4-H organization. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So, Olivia, tell me, this is obviously a fundraiser, so what are we raising money for?
We're raising money because all proceeds from this auction support all aspects of the 4-H program here in Brazos County.
Right. Have you ever baked a cake or a dessert in this?
Yes, I have.
Oh, have. What have you done before?
I made a sheep cake. And I made cookies.
Oh, yeah. All right.
A sheep? A sheep, like as in an animal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, I was like, I think she really emphasized the P. Yeah, yeah.
There's a
sheep
there.
Cake.
So, you got a picture of it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. All right. So that's what you've done, Olivia. Caitlin, how about you? Have you baked anything before?
Yes, sir.
All right. You baking anything just this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Talking the microphone. Okay. So, what are you baking? What are you baking this year?
You'll have to find out.
Oh, okay. Leaving us on our toes.
They are. So basically, how does this whole operation work?
So your 4-H'ers will bring in cakes or baked goods or cookies, and the judges will judge them. And then afterwards, everybody gets to sell their cake.
So are they going to sell a cake that's got a slice out of it because the judges ate it?
That's my thought, too.
No. How's that work?
No, sir. So you take an extra cake, sort of, and that's what they use to taste it. And you have a whole one to auction off.
I got you.
Oh, okay.
So
you got to make two, one for the judges and one to sell.
Because I was looking at the amount of things you can enter here,
right.
And I'm thinking about my stomach ache afterwards.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It will be. So, Olivia, what's your project? What are you doing in 4-H?
I do a lot of things. So I do livestock judging, I show sheep, and I do food and nutrition and photography.
Did you have brothers and sisters that were in the 4-H?
No.
Wow. So how did you become interested in doing this?
We actually attended, it was some kind of meeting that we had in the beginning of the year, and my family was just interested because I don't remember it because I was like really small.
Okay. Did you say you take pictures?
Yes.
Is that the last thing? So tell me about that a little bit.
So I'm actually a Texas 4-H state photography ambassador. So I go around the state of Texas teaching other 4-H kids about how to use their camera and like how to take good pictures and stuff.
Wow.
That's really cool.
It is cool.
So what classification are you in high school?
I'm going to be a freshman.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
Ambassador.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Going into her freshman year. Very cool.
So when did you decide to get into the photography part of it?
I think it was about 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, that's kind of fun. That's that's neat. Olivia, Caitlin, tell me, you got a project. What's your 4-H project?
I do food show, food challenge, and educational presentation, livestock judging, and I show rabbits and pigs.
So I ask her.
So cool.
She has a rabbit scar.
Oh, how did you get your scar?
I was just holding it at the backdrop at our county show 1 year, and it went a little wild.
Yeah. Rabbits, they get nasty sometimes, let me tell you.
So how many rabbits, do you have rabbits now?
No, sir.
Okay, so when you had rabbits, how many rabbits did you have?
I had 18 this past year.
Woo! Do you just pick one to show?
You pick a pen of three.
A pen of three, okay. I learned so much with this stuff. I love it.
It is.
It's fascinating. It really is.
We don't hear enough about it. And that's the whole idea. Kind of raises your awareness of the responsibility. These two ladies are examples. Mm-hmm. I mean, they take on this challenge to do this. And so this will help all the leadership labs and the fashion shows and the roundup contests and all the things that they do. Now, so tell us, Caitlin, what time does everything start so people can be there to be a part of it?
So dinner will start at 5:30, and it's catered by J. Cody's, mm-hmm. and it's $10 a plate. And then the actual auction starts at 7.
Okay. So we're going to have like a real auctioneer kind of thing? Is that the way that really? Wow. Okay. So that's
right.
So
the real deal.
Yeah.
So what did your sheep cake sell for? I'm fascinated with the sheep cake. What did your sheep cake sell for? You remember?
I think it was like $350.
Oh my God!
Wait, what?
Hey, listen, this is serious stuff, guys.
This is
their fundraiser.
This is really throwing me off.
So when people are purchasing at the auction, have we judged at that point? Like they know this is a first place cake.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Pressure's on.
Do the prices go up based on our? And like what we judge it as, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, will they pay more for the higher ranked ones?
Definitely.
Wow. All right, so this is making me nervous.
Unless it's just like grandma in the crowd and then she's, making a good bid.
No.
But all of the proceeds go to 4-H. That's awesome.
Pressure is on. All right, so the auction starts at 7 o'clock, but what time do the doors open and the proceedings like that before that? What time would we expect people need to show up?
I would say 5:30.
Okay.
When dinner starts.
Yep.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do dinner 5 to 7, and then that's when the auction starts, and we'll be there. It's at the Brazos Center, and it's coming up August 7th. That's Monday. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, girls.
Tell us about the 4-H project. Hey, there you go. It's 8:17. That was not bad. Find out about those things that go on over there.
I was not an ag kid, not a 4-H kid, but I had friends who did it growing up. And I was always and still am fascinated at the things that they get to be involved in. It's really cool.
Yep. So we need to go grab them, make sure that they, I think they have one more interview to do, but we want to get a picture with them.
Okay.
If we can do that.
With them right
now?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, before the half hour.
Love when people make me take pictures.
No, you don't have to take pictures.
Oh, good.
They have somebody there that they can take, because they took.
We can give them the pickle.
Oh, yeah.
They got to take a picture with the pickle.
Sean, so why don't you go ahead and
I'll get that.
Yeah, get that.
Thought you were telling me I had to take a picture.
No,
we're taking just
a
picture of you, Chelsea.
Yeah. You have to go out and take
right
a
now,
selfie.
Look
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah,
go.
That's it. No, it's not a. Oh, that's right. Oh, you want to put a hat on?
Yeah, why?
Okay,
have you seen my hair this morning?
Yeah, well, I didn't know if you wanted. I didn't know if that's what you wanted your hair to look like necessarily.
At least I have hair, Scott.